This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Every year, the Federal Reserve throws a big event in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's kind of like a party for central bankers and economists, except instead of dancing, they talk about economic policy. It's called the Economic Policy Symposium. Anyway, this year's event gets going a week from today. Last year, Fed Chair Jerome Powell spoke at the event and warned of economic pain coming down the road. So far, that pain has not materialized in a big way. So what's he going to say this year? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
Powell's Jackson Hole speech last year was short, but not especially sweet.
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses.
For Chris Rupke, chief economist at Forward Bonds, it was
kind of like dad is mad.
Rupke says last year, Powell wanted to remind us that the road back to the Fed's target of 2% inflation was long. Now, Rupke says he'd be shocked if Powell said a rate hike was definitely on the table at the Fed's September meeting.
The Fed may be closer to the end, certainly, than the beginning, and I would expect Powell's speech to reflect that.
After all, the consumer price index has gone from peaking at about 9% last year to about 3% now, says Stony Brook University economist Stephanie Kelton. Here's what she'd like to hear from Powell.
Inflation has come down significantly since we were together last year. Let's all go fishing.
But she expects Powell will say there could be more rate hikes, depending, as usual, on the data. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.